Home sweet home. And couch sweet couch. You don't mind if I just plop down first thing, do you? No, I don't want you to run me a bath. What are you trying to do, kill me? I'd probably fall asleep in there and drown. Say, that isn't the idea, is it? This whole day hasn't just been one big murder plot, has it? No? Well, thank goodness. In that case, come cuddle me a bit. I have to say, though, that would be the perfect murder. Book your girl a full body massage, a 90-minute full body massage, and then convince her to take a scalding hot bath right afterwards. And then... and then just sit back and wait for her to melt and slip below the waterline. Have I said thank you yet? Well, yeah, thanks for not plotting my demise and all that, but, you know, for the massage, that was really... Oh my god. I think you might have done me in even without the bath. I hope you didn't have anything big planned for today, because this... I think this is about all I can manage to do until tomorrow. Just cozying up with my pumpkin pie. And... just melting in his arms like this. Say, I do kind of want to ask you something, though. No, never mind. No, really, it's nothing. It's stupid. Just snuggle me. Okay, no, I do have to ask you. Here, sit up with me, okay? Okay, so like, first of all, once again, thank you. That was really sweet, surprising me like that. You know, taking me out to brunch and then faking me out like you were driving us back home just to turn right into that massage place next door. And then waiting there out in the car, reading your book until I was done, just to drive me home so I could just relax after getting all worked over. But I have to ask, was all that maybe just a bit of a treat for you too? Well, it's just that in some ways, it kind of reminded me of... Okay. First, let me ask if you meant to book me with a male therapist. Oh, he was the only one still available at that particular time. Now, was he? Huh. Well, that makes sense, I guess. It's Sunday, after all. I'm sure it's a busy day for them with everyone off for the weekend. It's just, when we got there, there was the girl working the desk, right? The one who checked me in? Well, after you left, and honestly, I'm not sure why you didn't wait in the waiting room. I mean, that's what it's there for, you know? But anyway, after you went out to go sit in the car, before Ty, my therapist, came out and walked me to our room, another girl came out from the back and started chatting with the girl at the desk. And then, once I was all stripped down and under the blanket, all ready for Ty, right when he came back in, and right before he shut the door again, I heard a third girl come down the hall and join them there in front. And as far as I could hear, the three of them just hung out the whole time while I was in there. And the thing of it is, I'm pretty sure both of those other two were masseuses. And, you know, I can imagine that one of them might have had a cancellation. But both? What am I getting at? Well, it's just that while I was lying there with those girls chatting and laughing just down the hall, with Ty's hands under the blanket with me, working my legs, and with you just sitting out there in the car, waiting for all this to be over, I couldn't help but think that, in some ways, all this kind of resembles a certain fantasy that you once shared with me. Which one? Oh, baby. Which one do you think? But if what you need, if what you want, is for me to come right out and say it, I will. The one where you want to be cucked. So, does that ring any bells? Oh, baby, yes, I'm teasing, but not in a bad way. I wouldn't want to say or do anything that would make you stop sharing things with me. I like being open and trusting enough for us to share our fantasies, even the ones we'd never really do. And I get it. You've made it very, very clear over the years that you really, really like a woman who can be just a little bit bossy. Who can be just a wee bit creative. Who can be just a tiny bit cruel. It's a pretty common thing with guys, the whole femdom fantasy. Laying your soul bare, fessing up to all your kinks and desires, and then surrendering all control to a woman who knows just how to toy with them. How to build on them. How to make you ache for even more creative ways to tease and taunt your own silly lust. And I think I've indulged that fantasy of yours quite a bit over the years. I just wonder if maybe I've done too good a job of it. I've certainly toyed with you. I don't doubt that I've built on your desires. And now I wonder if I haven't left you absolutely aching for me to be a tiny bit more cruel. So I'm going to ask you again, and if your answer's still the same, all you have to do is say so, but if you want to tell the truth this time, all you have to do is unzip your pants. So, did you mean to book me with a male therapist? Good boy. Now just slide those pants down a bit. Just your pants. And just a bit. Good boy. Now you just sit there, hands flat at your sides. I want to conduct a little experiment. I want to see how deep this desire of yours really runs. So I want you to think about Ty's hands on on my legs, on my back, on my ass. His big, strong hands gently kneading me all over. And sometimes not so gently. While I just lay there and take it. I want you to think about sitting in the car while a strange man explores my naked body all over. Will you just sit there pretending to read? Pretending that you're not thinking about how right now a strange man is working me all over and getting really deep in there. I want you to think about how your cock must have stirred while you thought about that. Just like I see it stirring to life now. Swelling up. Starting to tingle all over. Starting to ache for someone's touch. Mine, yours, anyone's. It's okay. I know it's something you like to think about, to dream about, to picture in graphic detail while you play with that cop. Dreams are fun. Dreams are healthy. So be a good boy and take it out. Oh, no, no, no. Leave your undies as they are. Pull it out through your fly. Good boy. You gave me such a sweet treat today. It's only fair that I treat you. I'm going to make it cruel. So now, I want you to take your phone out. And while you do that, I'm going to slide down here. Down to the floor. Down on my knees. Right here before you. Right in front of this jumpy cock of yours. And you, while I'm kneeling down here, while I'm running my hands up and down your thighs and tummy, you're going to go back to that website and book me another appointment. Or, I don't care. Book me somewhere new with somebody else, if you want. Ty was good. Ty was really, really good. But I don't mind sampling someone new. Just as long as it's a guy. And while you are doing that, I'm going to tell you how it's going to be. And the way it's going to be is, it's been quite a while since we made much use of that chastity cage of yours. So once we're done here, guess what? I'm going to lock you up. So when you drive me to that next appointment, when you're sitting out there in the car, all alone, waiting out another long and grueling hour and a half for me to finally emerge, all nice and relaxed and properly worked over, with this dreamy little smile on my face, you'll be that much closer to living out your fantasy, with your little cock just raging to be let free. I know that sounds fun. Someone down here is telling me so. Someone down here is absolutely drooling at the thought of it. But don't lose focus. Don't book me a woman by mistake. Make sure you hire another man to put his hands all over this body. Have you done it yet? Almost there? Just need to click and confirm? Good. Now, book me another, and I'll give you a treat. Good boy. Oh, that's my good boy. I have to admit, I kind of like this view. Me down here, teasing this cock. With nothing but my tongue and these lips. With my hands gripping your thighs. So if your cock jerks away, oh well. And you up there hiring yet another guy to touch me, to pleasure me, to bruise me, 'cause baby, Ty, he got a little rough with me. There will be bruises, all on your dime. Because you know, at heart, that I'm so worth it. And now that you've done all that, do you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna book me another. Go on. Do it. And because you're being so good, because you're doing everything I say with no questions asked. With no protests made, I'm going to make this cock nice and wet for you. Mm-hmm. put your phone down. You're done with it. For now, anyway. And that right there is the last I'm gonna play with this guy for a while. Oh, don't worry, pumpkin pie. You still get to come one last time before I lock you up. So start stroking. I'm just gonna climb back up here, right beside you, and watch. And whisper and tease and taunt you while I play with your hair, while you play with your cock. Oh, I see. Going nice and slow. Teasing this out. Making it last. Oh, that's smart thinking. I still don't know just how long. Oh, it's gonna be before that cock is free to be played with in any way again. We can wait. Until after that last massage you just booked. Tell me, are they spaced out? One next Sunday, and then the Sunday after, and then the Sunday after that. Yeah, they are. Oh, poor pumpkin. Told you I was gonna treat you, and by treat you I mean be a little cruel. So beat yourself off even faster for me. While I grip this hair even tighter. And just force your head down until your chin's in your chest, so all you can do is watch yourself pump that cock. Oh, good boy. Go fast as you can. Take your other hand and squeeze that base nice and tight. Good boy. That's it. Get right up on that edge. And if you want to make this last, I guess it's up to you. You just fight that wonderful feeling spreading all throughout your cock. for as long as you can. You choke back all that cum that just wants to burst from those balls. And don't mind me. Ignore all this sweet, loving, dirty talk. Try not to think about how the next time I'm on that table, I'm going to be grinning to myself, knowing that you're out there in the car with your balls as taut and tight as they are now, but with your cock trapped inside its tiny little cage. I'm going to be having a mighty good chuckle at that. Thinking about how you're out there, agonizing over what I'm about to tell you. Pumpkin. My sweet little pumpkin pie. I only want to make you happy. Just like you make me so happy with all your cute and thoughtful surprises. So maybe, just maybe, the Sunday after my last appointment, maybe I'll take you out to brunch. I'll make you drive, of course. And when we're done eating, when we're good to go, maybe, just maybe, I'll give you directions. Directions to a hotel, or maybe a skeezy motel. But I think a classy hotel. And there I'll make you sit in the car for another hour or more while I go and check in and get up to whatever. And since you're such a sweet pumpkin who's treating me to 3 more massages, 3 very long, very thorough, very professional massages, then maybe, just maybe, I'll do this 3 Sundays in a row. And on that 3rd Sunday, I'll finally let you know what I got up to in all those hotel rooms. I'll finally reveal your fate, whether everything I'm saying now is pure fantasy, or whether I really have made a cuck out once and for all. Oh, poor pumpkin. Are you so very, very close? Yeah. Okay, stop stroking. Keep clutching, but stop stroking. You know, I can be a tricksy bitch. So I'm gonna get back on my knees and see just how little my tongue has to do to make you come and ruin it for you. Oh, good boy. Hold it up for me just like that. Oh my. There he blows. just keep choking that poor little cock pumpkin, but no more stroking. Be a good boy and ruin it for me. This last chance to come in who knows how long. Because I definitely think the soonest I'll unlock you is that special day when I reveal all. But I worry that if it turns out I've only been messing with your mind all this time, if I've only been having some really fun solo play in all those hotel rooms while you sit and wait and agonize in the car, then that'll just be kind of a letdown for you. So I'll probably need to keep the fun going a little bit longer. Somehow. Of course, if it turns out that I really have been meeting up with guys each time, very long, very thorough, and very professional male specialists, all on your good dime, well, somehow it seems like it'd be unfair to you to let you out then, before you get a chance to watch me in action, to watch them in action. Oh, don't worry about the mess, pumpkin. You can clean that up later. Just let it dribble until it's all done. Good boy. Just let it dribble. This has been such a perfect day. You know, I think I might like that bath after all. What do you say, love? Be a dear and draw me one? Pretty please. Come on, stand up. I'll tell you what. You don't even need to cook dinner for me later. We'll order in my treat. But right now, I want you to go draw me a bath. And once I'm all nice and settled in, once you finally go limp again, you dig that cage out from the drawer and make yourself at home in it. And then I want you to fit the lock in, but don't lock it yet. Save that for me. Just give a knock at the door when you're ready so I can snick it shut for you. And then you can stay and rub my feet while I relax and just melt in that warm, silky water. I think we'll make that a new rule. From now on until this little game of ours is over, you only get to worship my feet. I mean, there'll still be hugs and little kisses along the way. We'll still cuddle at night and all that, but the only part of me you're allowed to play with in any real earnest is my feet from now until the big reveal. Got it? Yeah? Good. I'll tell you what, pumpkin, I hope you're excited for this game. Because I sure as fuck am. Now, I think there's a bath waiting to be drawn. Now, isn't there? Good boy. Oh, and pumpkin, when you come in to be locked, be sure to bring a glass of wine. Just the one, okay?